Yeah, go ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Welcome to the show. I'm your co-host, Cassie Clayton.
And I'm your host, Tracy Escobar. Nice to see everybody again.
Thank
you. I love the holidays. Don't you just love the holidays?
Yes.
Even though I'll be on a ship for Thanksgiving, my boyfriend's decided I'm never cooking again. So he takes me on a cruise every year now for Thanksgiving. But I do miss the food.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I will be going over and spending some time with my sister and her family, and parents are going to come over too. So it'll be like whole family affair. And then I will pretty much probably come back here and take a nice nap.
That's the best part of Thanksgiving, right? Eating and napping. That's my favorite parts. I swear.
Yes.
Well, we have a good show for you today.
Yes.
Because we are pre-recording. Right. So it's going to be a little bit different today, but it's going to be exciting. Who do we have today?
Today we have a returning guest, and we are always super excited to have our returning guest because I think that when we started the show, it's always super fun. Because we end up with friends of the show and they're kind of like our metaphysical family. And so we all always love having them back.
Yes.
And so today we have Shelley Sanders returning to the show. And so we'll go ahead and bring her on and we will move into all of our shameless plugs.
We're going to have all of our shameless plugs.
We
need a whole shameless plugs session.
Shameless plugs.
Shameless plugs. Hi, Shelley. Always good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, ladies? It's so good to be here.
We are so good. We always have so much fun. I should have had a beer. I don't know why I didn't think about that. It's metaphysical happy hour. We should be drinking. It's Thanksgiving week. It's super exciting. Oh, that this is our shameless plug session. So I'm going to kick off our shameless plugs.
Yes, go for it.
All right. So Red Couch Medium, I will be, where am I going to be? I don't know. I'm in Virginia, I think, in December. Let me get my notes. December 9th, 10th, and 11th, I will be in Norfolk, Virginia. This is my first time serving at a spiritualist church. I'm doing a message circle on December 9th, private readings on December 10th, and then I'm actually going to be hosting the church service on December 11th and doing a gallery reading after the church service. So if you're in that area, come out and see me. Super excited, super nervous, all of the above. And in case you haven't heard, I just don't know, I had a book release. Ha! So on September 6th, my book came out, You Can Be a Medium, How a Red Couch Led Me to Mediumship and Turned My Pain into Purpose. It is now out on Amazon. There it is, you see. So you can get it on Amazon or on my website. You can now order signed copies. So that's my shameless plug. There you go. What's your shameless plug?
My shameless plug is, so I do websites, logos, and branding materials for spiritual business owners. And for the holidays and for the Cyber Monday and Black Friday specials, I have 15% off of my branding and logo design packages. So basically any of the packages that are in the branding materials section, logo design section of my website, that is 15% off. So it's really awesome deal for anyone who is needing those services.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
Yeah. So Shelley, what is your shameless plug?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. My shameless plug is $50 off a psychic or a mediumship reading, and you can use promo code HOLIDAY, and it will kick in as you're seeing it. The code is now activated, so just use code HOLIDAY for $50 savings.
Nice. I love that. Well, I forgot to say all of my gift certificates are 30% off too. I love the holidays. I would just give them away if I could. But anyway, so what some people are doing with mine are buying the gift certificate because it's 30% off of a normal reading, and then they're using it later for next year. So another way that you can use gift certificates as well. So I'm excited. It is Thanksgiving week. So I thought I would kick off the show with what are we thankful for? So if you look back on this year, what are your biggest takeaways and your biggest gratitude for things that have happened this year? Shelley, we're going to kick off you since you are our guest today. What's your biggest things that you're grateful for?
Well, of course, I'm grateful for family and friends, that everyone is healthy. So that's like number one, because health is everything. Yes. Business-wise, I am really grateful that I finally kicked the 9-to-5. So I got to see that you can take this job and shove it. But although I was very nice, I didn't really say that, but that was a thought in my mind.
So I'll like talk about that later. Yes.
Yeah, so after 30 years, bye-bye corporate. I was sharing with Cassie before we went on that burn the ships. I'm not going back. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm a podcast show. I have a podcast show on News for the Soul Radio. So I'm really excited about that too.
That's awesome. I get so excited when, especially people in the spiritual, because I love... part of the reason that I started Stargazers Unite was because I love working with people in the spiritual field. And so every time somebody is like, I have kicked the thing and now I'm going to go soar, I'm like, yes!
Yeah!
Oh, so exciting.
Good job. Congratulations, Shelley. Oh,
thank you.
That's big stuff happening for you.
That's really big. Yeah, especially because corporate is so ingrained in my family. So for me to be the first to completely leave that is a really big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like Tracy's frozen just a little bit. So there you are. We're back.
What are you grateful for, Cassie?
I am grateful. Family and I, especially because, Tracy, when you and I first met, mm-hmm. I had kind of exited a lot of rather toxic relationships and situations that I had been in. And so now looking at my life now, the people in my life, the people that I get to work with, the clients I get to work with. It's just like everything is on this whole awesome, amazing level. And I feel like I'm really surrounded by people who really value and appreciate each other. And that's just been really, really cool.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you. I'm grateful for so much. I'm grateful for my growth this year. There's been a lot of growth personally, professionally. I think this is like a year of kind of growth, I'm just proud of my self-reflection that I've been doing. Been doing a lot of self-reflecting, got the book done. So I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for all my clients. You know, Cassie, I was thinking the other day too, I'm thankful for my friends too. You know, writing a book will have a lot come out for people. And it hasn't been the easiest with family for sure. Right. So just having your friends on your side and cheering you on, cause it can be a difficult, thing.
You froze again. Okay. She froze a little bit, but so I'm just kind of going to continue with what she was saying a little bit, because entrepreneurship in any form or fashion can be really, really difficult. And a lot of the times, your support, if you're used to getting a lot of support from one area of your life, it doesn't necessarily always translate into the entrepreneurial sector or when you come out with something like your book or things like that. And so having just one of the things I've learned is having your circle of really close people, really close friends, and those people who are going to uplift you, cheer you on, keep you going, and then really keep you on target. That is what keeps you going. And like, I know with my situation, it's like my parents and my sister, they are supportive. Like, I do have support, but they also don't really get it. Mm-mm. They don't get the journey. And so having people who are on that journey with you or in that sphere with you going, yeah, I know what you're going through. It's okay. We got this. Keep going. You know, yes. Those are the things that, you know, it's, you really start relying on more and more as you step out into that entrepreneurial world.
Shelly, who do you have in your corner?
I have really good friends. I'm just so fortunate that I can like call them at any time. And you're right. It helps to have friends that actually understands what you're going through and have watched the journey of all the training and all the workshops and all the classes. And it's like, yeah, if anybody can do it, you could do it. So yeah, having good friends like that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I think it's just so, so, so important. They can be your biggest cheerleaders, right? And some of my biggest cheerleaders don't even know anything about this too. So just people who love you unconditionally, I think it's always great to have them on your team, right? So we're going to do this show just a little bit different because usually we do readings and we're not going to do that today, but we're just going to kind of debate on this topic of spirituality. So we pulled some questions and we're just going to kind of bounce off of each other what it means to us. And it's been really interesting. I've been on podcasts a lot lately. So just learning what other people are asking, and it's really probed my mind to become a better podcaster myself, right? Because we're always in training. We're always trying to be better. I know, Shelly, you have a podcast too. Has that helped you to grow? And like, what's been your experience about podcasting?
Oh my goodness. So podcasting definitely helps me to get really quick on my feet, especially like when a storm happens and I lose my producer and then I get a text saying, keep going. So I have to keep talking until she comes back, or if I'm with someone and I'm doing a reading and she can't quite pull them off because we lost her, and the person's like, okay. And you know, I just have to keep going deeper and deeper in the reading until, so it really just helps me to think quickly on my feet and not like panic and just know that everything's okay. And sometimes the phone lines will all drop and sometimes we have to go to an email. So it's a lot of thinking fast on your feet for sure.
It really is. Yesterday we did a podcast, Cassie and I, we were on a podcast this time being interviewed, and I literally was landing in a plane when the podcast started. So I'm literally having to manage because I had a plane flight delay. I'm like managing, getting my headphones on, trying to let people hear, trying to be all quiet, but let the podcaster hear me. It's like juggling. Like, it's not, you're not always in the best situations because you're just trying to make it work, right?
So true. Like, the people are trying to get down luggage and you're trying to get through, and the captain's coming on, and I can imagine.
I'm like, mute, shh, mute. I'm on a podcast, people. I remember I was staying at a friend's house, like over the weekend or something, and I was doing a podcast too, and the husband's yelling down the hall for something, and I'm like, shh, I'm on a podcast. But the life of a podcaster when you don't have a studio and stuff. So it's been interesting for sure.
Definitely.
Be quick on your feet, learning to think on your feet, learning just so much. Mm-hmm. So I have a really hard question for you guys, because I had to think about it when I was thinking about today's show. Like, oh, if someone asked me on a podcast, I'd be really have to think about it. And so I'm going to put it out to you guys. What does spirituality mean to you? What does the term, because that gets thrown around a lot, right? A lot of people say that spiritual, because when I was looking for things for the show, I would put in spiritual. Religious stuff came up, and that's different for me. Like, I don't put in spiritual because I want religion. Mm-hmm. So I thought, that's a great question. Let me just put it out there to you all. Shelly, what does spirituality mean for you?
Yeah, for me, definitely not religion, because I came from a religious background, like the whole, you know, be afraid of God because he's going to judge you and send you to hell. So it's not that. But for me, spiritual, it's not that. But for me, spirituality is just having that inner connection, like with your soul, your higher self, you know, with the creator of the universe that like gets it. And it's like being able to tap into that information and have that direct conversation without going to anyone else asking for permission. I can go straight to the source. So that's what it is to me.
I love that answer. I love that. Cassie, do you have an answer?
I agree. It's not, you know, for me and my background, like I grew up with church being part of what we do. And I don't, you know, for me, I'm like, I'm not sure I ever had a bad experience per se, but I just never really fully connected with it. Yeah. Like you could get me involved if there was music involved, or, you know, our dessert theater at the end of the year for choir or something like that. Like you could get me, you know, excited about those events, mostly because I love music. Mm-hmm. But it just never really fully it didn't fully explain everything for me.
Yeah. Really.
And mm-hmm. then all the conversations that usually come up with religion and things like that. Like I remember sitting there in probably college, and I was talking to this one person, and they were talking about, you know, it was a religious group or whatever. And I'm like, it was just the way that it struck me. I was like, there are religions all over the world. And if you look and you start at the things that we can agree on, a lot of the times the way I see it and the way I view it is every religion that's out there is somebody's own interpretation of what we're all trying to say.
Yeah. It's like your beliefs, right? It's your internal belief system.
Yeah. So it's like, instead of waging wars about it, why don't we just say, okay, like, because I do have this conversation with my sister a lot where she'll be like, well, you know, but it's not true unless you're talking to God. And I'm like, a lot of the people I work with use God, spirit, source, universe interchangeably. Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am okay with that. You are connecting into a higher power. You are going and doing meditation. You are looking inward for your own, like, what am I, if this type of situation keeps coming up in my life, what am I doing so that I can change the things, so that I have the power to change the things around me? It's taking ownership of your own energy. And I think a lot of, you know, I was like, you're in as far as I'm concerned, you're in a space where you're not hurting anybody. You're acting, you know, you are connecting to, you know, source and your own guidance. I don't really care what that looks like.
Touché, right? Touché.
I don't care the words that you use around that.
Yeah. I think for me, I've been really pondering this whole thought, you know, spirituality, religion. I think religion tells us what to believe. And it's interesting, spirituality allows you to believe in your own box, right?
Yeah.
It really does, because I was thinking in the spiritual realm, we have so many beliefs about things. And yesterday was a really good point. We were on another podcast, me and Cassie, and the person kept using the term spirit. How do I want to say this where it makes sense? But like you said, Cassie, they were interchanging it with God, source, right?
Yeah.
Right. When I say spirit, I mean your dead loved one, right? That's the spirit for me. When she was saying spirit, it was like God, or it was like, I'm getting messages from spirit. Who's spirit to you, right? What's spirit to you? So that's the next question. What is spirit to you, Shelly?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, usually when I say spirit, I am talking about someone's loved one on the other side because of the mediumships.
Part of it.
Readings that I do.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking to someone and it's more like a psychic reading, then I'll say spirit team, or I'll say your soul or your higher self. So I'll separate them out so that people can know who I'm talking about so that they don't get confused.
Confused. Yeah. Cause it can be confusing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cause the way this person was explaining it, she was like, I just open up the tunnel and messages start coming through. I'm like, but from who? From spirit. Yeah. Who is spirit? Just spirit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's really interesting how everyone has a different way of seeing it and perceiving it and looking at it. Right. And because we are trained mediums, I mean, that's just kind of what we do. We've been trained a certain way and we believe our way to be the correct way. Right. So it's just different for mm-hmm. for everybody. I think that's kind of fascinating too, because I don't think in any other religion, I guess there's, that's why there's different religions, because they choose to believe in different things and they create a religion around their belief, right?
Right.
But even spiritualism tells you what to believe. And so being spiritual is where I think you'll find the different things, because let's be honest, in our community, there's different beliefs in evil and hell, right? Mm-hmm. Not all of us believe the same, right? Not all of us believe the same, that there's a hell, right? Or that there's evil mm-hmm. spirits. Some of us have been trained a certain way where we don't believe in that. So I don't know. I just think it's really, really interesting.
Well, it's also very interesting that you bring that up, because I was in a class just the other night, and the person teaching the class, she actually said, she was like, you know, if I knew for a fact that everybody in here was, you know, 100% all working in the light, then I wouldn't feel the need to say this. But I do know that I'm well aware that there are people in the class who will play on the other side. Yeah. And, you know, so, and it is really just, you know, that for me, I'm like, I play in the light, but I know who to contact.
Just in case.
But I know who to contact if somebody is looking for that specific thing. You know, that's just kind of how I like be. And I think probably because I've followed some of the same, teachings that you all have, it's, mm-hmm. I have gotten, you know, a little bit more practical in my beliefs. I think the way I would probably say it is, if I am connecting to a loved one, I would say connecting to your loved one in spirit versus actually talking to spirit direct.
Okay. Yeah.
To your loved one. So mm-hmm. I would say spirit or talking to, like, cause to me that you are talking to another person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're just not yeah. like, yeah. you know,
or yeah, okay, I agree.
You know, receive information, but you know, it's to me, I think it, because I tend to play in a couple different realms than just
in a couple sandboxes. Yeah,
I play in a couple different sandboxes.
But so that leads me to another question, something that you brought up that I think is interesting. Shelley, like, we kind of have a similar path in training and all that. I've been doing this 6 years, I think. Any negative ever for you experiences?
No, not really. Like, sometimes you can get someone that's a little pushy, but it's about setting boundaries.
Yeah.
So yeah. I just have to let them know, hey, this is the time that I wake up. I'm not going to talk to you earlier than that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to set clear boundaries because they have no concept of time. So I haven't dealt with anyone per se evil or really bad spirits, but then again, I don't play in that realm. And so I don't open up that door to invite that in. So I don't deal with that,
And do you think that's what it is?
I think if you don't set boundaries and if you're not very clear of who you're playing with, you can deal with anyone, just like the living, like who are you dealing with in the living? Like, are you attracting people that are high vibrational, or are you dealing with people that are kind of hanging out in a low vibration? And then who are you letting into your space?
True. True. Because a lot of people are just scared of this because of what they think it's going to be. Right.
Right.
That if we tell them, set your intentions, stay in the light, and then you shouldn't have a problem. And I say 6 years, not one problem, not one haunting, not one negative, not one scary thing, not one cabinet slamming, like nothing. And I'm like, I want to see it so I can believe it, because I have to have an experience because I'm so left brain. Right?
Now, I have felt someone before, like they were like on all fours and they were like kind of crawling across my bed, and I was like, get off, and it was like a doo, 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 and I heard them slam on the floor. So it's like, I'm not you know, it's clear boundaries. I'm not playing.
It's like, get out the door. Get out.
That's a good point to bring up, because we always have the power.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
And that's a teaching moment for someone. If they are allowing something to come into their space that they're afraid of or it's scary, I always like to say, but you hold the power, set your boundaries.
Yeah.
Isn't that a law? Is there a law that we have the power?
Well, and I, I was talking to one person that I actually had gone to high school with, and she was like, "Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you." But she was also starting to go into like, "Oh, you know, because we've got two mirrors and they're facing each other, and there's portals and there's..." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Just tell it to go away."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I think with my journey, because where I kind of sort of entered my spiritual path, there was so much conversation about like how all these dark entities and things, and that I think that did somewhat come into play as part of my belief system.
Yeah.
And then you go back to something that our friend Anna taught me, which is, you know, operating, you know, keeping you and yourself above the heart line. And anything that's actually attracted to you is going, the only way that it's going to be able to stick or have an impact on you is if you're actually operating in that same level of vibration.
There you go.
So if somebody's sending you negative, whatever, if there's a negative or dark something, but your energy's up here, it's not even going to be able to, because the energy it's operating on is so much lower than where you're at. And so, again, it just kind of goes back to taking ownership and of your own energy and understanding where your own vibes are at, and how to kind of manage that to where you're always kind of operating in that high, like, yes, we have high days, yes, we have low days, yes, we have stressful days, sure. But it's learning to keep your own energy in a space where you're that in that grounded, centered, aware of where you're at, and keeping yourself and your thoughts in a higher vibration, because really you don't and every once in a while I'll get like a ringing in the ear, which for me is not necessarily a good sign. Mm-hmm. In my brain, I don't associate it with a good sign. And so whenever I start hearing it, I'm like, get the fuck out. Like, sorry. That's on our show, sorry. But I'm like, get out. You don't belong here, get out. And mm-hmm. it immediately stops.
Mm-hmm. So setting your attention, having boundaries. And it goes to show that we all play a part. There's this question that I was going to ask you, but this leads right into it. What's our responsibility as a light worker? Like, how do we show spirituality every day in our normal life? And for mm-hmm. me, it's like keeping my vibration high. I think we help the world. What would you guys say to that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And before I work with anyone, I always say a prayer that I set my ego aside so I'm a clear channel. And then I ask to bring in the highest information for the person, whether I'm on a podcast show for the listeners or I'm doing an individual reading or a group reading. I always ask for the highest light for the good of everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Always. Yeah.
I think it's super important. Set your intention.
I do too. Then that way, and then I agree with Cassie, then that way you're not playing with anything low. But then again, if someone is scared and if it's brand new, it could be someone, a good spirit that's communicating with them. But if they're afraid, they can misunderstand it and mm-hmm. think, oh my gosh, it's something bad. And it's not anything bad. It's just their belief, or that they're freaked out. And so then they kind of put themselves into a tailspin and they make a bigger deal out of it than what it really is.
I think that's a great point. Just because you're perceiving it away doesn't make it reality.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? One of the things, so Patty Negri is somebody that I follow a lot. And one of the things that she says, because she does a lot of paranormal investigations. She does ghost hunting, things like that. So a lot of the times what she'll say is, if they were a grumpy person in life, do you think that they're going to be a grumpy ghost?
Probably.
Yeah, so probably.
A lot of the times people will associate these negative things with people or just loved ones that have passed or people that have passed. And it's just simply because, hey, they were a grumpy person in life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't change.
Yeah.
When they cross, they may have learned some lessons, but they certainly didn't. Their core personality of who they are did not change. And I think you see that.
I agree to disagree. That's another thing that the community disagrees on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? because I know where Patty comes from and then I know where we come from. So that's a very big disagreement on both sides. And I think from my side, they may come through with that essence because you wouldn't know who they are, but I 100% believe they leave some of the negative here, that when we go back to spirit, we return back to our original energy self, right? But that they have to come through with some of the way they were, or we wouldn't believe who they were. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what are your thoughts, Shelley?
Oh, well, so glad you asked this. I had to like lean into the camera. Okay, so here's the deal. I actually remember a little bit of pre-life before coming here to Earth.
Do you?
Yeah, because in my past life, I was supposed to do the spiritual work. I got lost on that, didn't do it, end up being really obsessed with money and like just held it over my family. And I was like horrible in that lifetime. So bad that one of my family members killed me. So when I went back to the other side, I had a freak out. Because I realized I was on the other side and I didn't fulfill what I was supposed to do. So I asked to remember some of it so that when I come back this time, I'll be able to do the actual work. Nice. So there was no judgment on the other side mm-hmm. of what I did. And it was no judgment that they did what they did. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, kind of go through the cycle and get in line and, hey, will you help me out? And just meeting with different spirits, like I'm going to be doing this, you know, and like kind of a chance meeting, like yep. we would do these pre-setups.
Yeah.
And then like coming into this lifetime, it was like, okay, we're going to send people your way to help you remember to do the spiritual work. And so I can actually validate that for me because I actually do remember. And then they did, because they said, normally we don't do this, but they let me remember just a little bit. So I wouldn't get lost this time.
Aw, yeah. Well, that was a great gift they gave you.
Yeah, it was. Although the family I came into wasn't that great because they shut the mediumship down. So I had to kind of go through all of these different paces in order to pick it back up. I didn't pick it back up until I was 40. But, you know, it was there. The setups were there for me to get back into the spiritual side of it again.
So you think when you went to heaven or wherever we go, right, that we return back to our normal energetic light self, that we don't carry the negative grouchy.
No. So from what I remember, it was like kind of going into this one area because we hold on to this body. So we have to kind of get used to not having the body anymore. So I had to kind of go through a thing to not have the body anymore so I could be more, I guess, balanced on that side. So all of this earth stuff just dropped away.
Just dropped away. Yeah. Yeah. But then you have the other part of the community who feels like, and I can tell, let me caveat. I think these people's businesses are other than strictly mediumship, if that makes any sense, right? Because I've noticed when I'm on podcasts and stuff and I say I'm a medium, a lot of people want to go to archangels. And so they consider mediumship that, right? Mm-hmm. So I just have a different definition. They always want me to go to guides. And well, who am I talking to? The angels? I'm a medium. I talk to dead people. Like, so there's a difference, right? They think I'm talking to guides and angels. And I think
it's not, they just may not know what the distinction is at that point.
What is it though? If we talk to guides and angels, is that not mediumship?
The mediumship is talking to dead people.
Channeling?
Channeling, going into I would say that would be more of a psychic reading, is going to be when you get more of your guides, your angels, who's stepping into work with you, things like that. The mediumship really is about connecting to your loved ones. Because again, we have so many buzzwords when we come in here. And so a lot of the people may be on their spiritual path, but they haven't been in it long enough maybe to understand or know what the distinction is.
Yeah, I agree.
Because someone on a podcast asked me, well, who are you talking to? Well, what do you mean? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to your past loved ones and friends. Oh, not like your guides? No. So there might be a distinction like that out there too. People just don't realize that that's called something different. Or we as professional mediums are trying to put this I don't want to say processes and procedures in place, but an ethics around mediumship or a identity around mediumship. I don't know if we find that to be, but I know like me and Shelly, I know this is what I trained to do, right? I didn't train to do spell work. I didn't train to do anything else. It's like, this is it, you know? Right. So it's really fast and focused for me. Right. So it's just interesting how I find those different things, and I'm finding them more and more now that I'm going on other people's podcasts and stuff. So it's just interesting what the world sees us as, right?
Well, I would think with the TV shows like Long Island Medium or Hollywood Medium, that it would kind of clarify it some of who they're talking to. Like I got your mom, or I got your brother, or I have your grandfather. Like, you would kind of think that it's starting to click for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully the more of us that keep coming out, we can keep putting seeds down. We can keep educating people. Right. Mm-hmm. Keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on. Mm-hmm. So that leads me kind of to my next question. And it's kind of a thoughtful one. What gives you meaning today in your life? What gives you meaning today?
You're getting deep. For me, it's really about like leaving a mark, like leaving the planet better than when I came in. Mm-hmm. Like if I can leave more light, like if I could do it through, you know, being on this podcast show and having a conversation and someone saying, I'm not crazy. I remember my life too, before I was born, you know, like if it's just that, or if it's just delivering a reading or teaching a class or writing a book, it's just leaving this place better than when I came in. That's what really gives meaning for me.
I love that. I love that answer. Cass, do you have a thought?
I mean, for me, especially right now, it's, being in a space where I'm actually able to help other people get out there and do this work. It really, you know, I'm not quite ready to open up the doors of my own. although you can book with me, it's like, it's not really
it's hard yet.
Or I guess bringing out to the forefront, but, as, you know, as far as my business goes, but I, for me, it's I get to work with spirit in a completely different way by being able to help channel the logos, the graphics, the things that, you know, be able to bring people's design concepts to life.
Yeah.
And I use spirit that way. Spirit's always been talking to me, and very like I get images and things like that. And so that being able to kind of use that to be able to help other people on their path, to be able to get out in front of, feel confident and feel good about stepping out into the kind of the spotlight and really take their business to that professional level.
The next level, right?
Yeah.
For sure. That,
that's been really
cool. She froze up on us. Can you still hear me, Shelly?
I can. Yeah.
Yeah. So it, for me, that's just helping people in that way. Is what is really
that's good. Yeah. I think I'm the same. I just want to make my mark on the world. Just put my little piece out there. Mm-hmm. One exercise I like to give people, and this might be something for you too. Like, what do I want to be remembered for? If I'm a medium, what would I, if I'm in spirit, what would I come back like telling people? So I really think about that a lot, because man, what would I say? Yeah. Right. So I just want people to know I helped people. I was a good entrepreneur, because a lot of this is entrepreneurship, right? And learning to do that. And I stepped out of fear. And so I guess that would be big for me. Shelly, questions for you. What is next for Shelly? What's next on your journey in your business? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really about, well, the word that I got for 2023 is visual. It's about being more visual. So I just wrote a chapter in a book that's coming out in 2023. So it's Intuitive Goddess. So it's a collaboration, and it's me sharing my story. And so just kind of taking that. And then, because again, we talked about the, you just talked about the fear, and sometimes in our head, it's, we'll make things so much bigger. And it was like, it was just so overwhelming to write a book. And then my mind just relaxed and said, you know what, if you can write one chapter, you can write nine chapters, you can do it. And so it's just helping people to release themselves from that red tape, just loosen it up enough to take the next step forward. And so it's just about helping people, to kind of get out of their own way.
Yeah. I think vision's a good thing for 2023. I wrote it down because I've been having like visions of where my business is going next, right? So I'm wanting like more exposure and being out there. So just putting yourself out there more. And so vision's a big one. Like, I think we're all seeing ourselves in different places now. So how can we make that happen, right? Set the intention, set goals, and just make it happen, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Get out of our own way.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing I think on this journey is just getting on your own way and not letting fear stand in your way, because it takes away your power. What was your biggest fear about coming out of the closet?
Oh my goodness. Being rejected. Cause that's what I went through as for, like, my family shut it down. And so like, if family shut it down, then what are strangers going to do? But eventually I got to the point where spirit's like, it's time for you to share us with the world. So it was, I like had to work through my own issues to say, there's people out there that, you know, they need this, whether they're psychics or mediums, and they just need these classes to practice so that they can get out there and do their own thing. So it's kind of like dropping the pebble in the water and just all of the ripples go out. So as I do my part, then it allows other people to do their part.
I love that. Yeah, that's so fitting. What's your spiritual bucket list? Is there something you wanted to do? Someone you wanted to meet?
Let's see, what my spiritual bucket list, I would have to say, that's a really good question.
It's a good question.
One of them I already did, but I don't want to say it because I really don't have this person's permission to like mention them on this podcast. So I don't want to do that. And then, you know, have people go, what? So I did want to, we could talk about it off air, but I did, I did one of my bucket list already.
You did. You know,
I think for me, it would be kind of more mainstream. So I would love to do something with Netflix and make it more practical, like spiritual and practical. And just for those who are really interested in it, just to kind of demystify it and make it more normal.
Yes. You know, I talk about people. Have you seen the Tyler Henry Netflix one?
Yeah, I did.
I like that one better than the original that he did, because he kind of showed it's real, right? He showed when he didn't get a hit, or he showed when nothing was coming through, or he showed, okay, now you can explain the whole story to me, right? I was like, yeah, Tyler, right?
Yeah.
It shows more of how it really works instead of the edited version where you look perfect, right?
Yeah. Perfect and polished.
Perfect and polished. Because that's not what we are. We are not perfect and polished for sure.
No,
I love that. I love that. And then I always close the show. We have 3 minutes. I always close the show with this question. Do you have a story you can tell us and along the lines of the theme of, oh shit, you can't make this stuff up. Like, oh, you can't make this shit up. Like, so crazy, the spiritual world and the magic we see. Like, do you have that one story that just sticks with you? You can't make it up.
Actually, I do, because my mediumship was shut off. And so it turned back on when I was 40. So when I was I was doing my Saturday chores and I was cleaning out the tub, and I had noticed movement from the corner of my eye. And when I looked, there was a man in my bedroom and he was pacing back and forth.
Was he?
And so immediately all the blood in my face just drained. And in my mind, I was like, how am I going to get past this man down the stairs and out the front door? And I just screamed at the top of my lungs. And then I heard a voice. I heard clairaudiently that he's not human, he's spirit. So I was like, oh, okay. So for me, you know, I saw his body and I thought he was actually human. And I was just like freaked out. And it's just something that you can't make up. And every now and then my consciousness, it'll shift and I will see spirit in color just like you. And so it'll startle me because I'm thinking I'm seeing a flesh and blood person. And then I like freak out and then they disappear. And I'm like, okay, that was spirit. I'm just seeing them differently. So sometimes I see them gray or solid white or sometimes solid in color. So that's, it just crazy. Depends. It depends on like where my consciousness is and I'll see them differently.
Yeah. It's crazy. A weird thing started happening to me. I started seeing spirit for people who aren't in spirit yet.
That's interesting.
It's crazy because I think that they're in spirit, but when I do the reading, I know that person's alive, and I like literally, no, I see them physically. Like, I saw a little 4-year-old running to me, like, physically, I can see you. And it wasn't a spirit. It was a real person. So that's kind of been a change for me that I'm trying to figure out, like, why? I had a mother wake me up the other night yelling at me. And it turned out to be the mother of the lady I was doing a reading for, but her mom is still alive. But that's how her mother would wake her up yelling in her face. It's like, it's just the craziest thing. So that's new for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. We can't keep everything in a box.
I'm wondering if it's another spirit that's talking about that person that's showing you.
Maybe, and they're showing a projection of them, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that happens. It's your higher self coming. I was like, I don't know. How do they know me? They don't know me. So I'm trying to figure it out. But I know those are kinds of things that sometimes we have no answers to. But you're right. Maybe it was someone else trying to show me that there's something going on with that person. And it made me see that person. Like, I see them clear as day. It's just the craziest thing. So, yeah. Well, thank you for being on the show, Shelly. We love having you. Where can people find you if they want a reading?
MediumShellySanders.com.
Well, that was simple. That was easy.
Yes. And everybody, keep in mind, tell them about your holiday special one more time.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Cassie. So $50 off of a reading, psychic or mediumship. Use promo code HOLIDAY.
HOLIDAY. Yay. And I'm the Red Couch Medium everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and my website, the Red Couch Medium. Current specials, 30% off all gift certificates. You can find them on my website. So, Cassie, where can people find you?
Stargazers Unite, stargazersunite.com, stargazers.unite across all social media platforms. My current special that's going on right now, 15% off of logo and branding packages. So,
woohoo! Thanks everybody for being with us. Shine your light, shine it bright, and happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye everybody.
Bye.